Chazal says, "Hashem Baruch Hu Shlag, and Rami Yehuda says, 'Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph.'" Rish Lakish said there are four things that a person does which puts his life in danger due to shadim, and his blood is on his own head. Number one, someone who relieves himself between a palm tree and a wall. Number two, someone who walks between two palm trees. Number three, someone who drinks borrowed water. Number four, someone who walks over spilled water, even if it's water that his wife spilled in front of him. The Gemara says relieving oneself in front of a palm tree and between a palm tree and a wall is only a problem if there's less than 4 amas of space there. And even if there's less than 4 amas of space, it's only a problem if there's no other path for the shadim to use. Walking between two palm trees is only a problem if there's no public path that goes in between the trees. Borrowing water is only a problem when the water was borrowed by a miner, and even then only if the water was out in the field, not if it was in the city. Also, this only applies to water, not to wine or beer. Walking over spilled water is only a problem if he did not throw earth into it or spit into it, or if the sun did not pass over it, or 60 steps did not pass over it. It's also not a problem if he's riding a donkey or wearing shoes. However, these caveats only relax the concern for shadim, but they don't help with the concern for kishuf. A Braisa says there are three things that should not be allowed to pass between two men, and that a man should not pass between two of them: dogs, palm trees, and women. Some also add pigs, others add snakes. If one does pass between these two, or this thing goes between two men, what can he do? So Rapapa said, he should say a pasuk that begins and ends with the word kael or with the word loy. So Gemara, if a nida passes between two men, if it's the beginning of her nida period, she causes one of them to be killed. If it's at the end of her nida period, she causes a fight to break out between them. To prevent this, they should say the pasuk that begins and ends with kael. Two women who sit facing each other at a fork in the road are clearly involved in kishuv. Therefore, a person who should find another road to use. If he can't, he should hold hands with another person and pass them. If there's no one else there, he should say a certain lachash to protect himself. Sukh Gemara, if a man meets a woman as she comes out of the mikveh, if he has tashmish first, he is inflicted with a spirit of immorality. If she has tashmish first, it happens to her. To prevent it, he can say the pasuk of Shoyfech Buz al Nadivin, etc. Rabbi Yitzchak said, the pasuk of Gam Kielech B'Gei Tamoves refers to one who sleeps in the shade of a lone palm tree or in the shade of the moonlight. He's in danger because he's in danger of shadim. This is only if the shade of another palm tree does not reach the lone palm tree. If it does, there's no need for concern. In fact, Gemara Braisa says that sleeping under a lone palm tree in a chater is problematic. It would seem that if it's not in a chater, it wouldn't be a problem. This must be talking about where the shade of another tree does not reach this lone tree, and still it's not a problem. The Gemara says, from here you see that if it's in a chater, even if there's the shade of another palm tree, there is need for concern. Gemara says the shade of moonlight is only problematic when the shade is in the west, but if it's in the east, not a problem. Gemara says someone who relieves himself on the stump of a palm tree will be taken over by the palga spirit. Someone who leans on the head of a stump will be taken over by the tzerada spirit, which causes half of the head to hurt. One who steps over a fallen palm tree, if the tree was chopped, he'll be killed. If the tree was uprooted, he'll be uprooted and die. The last case is only true if he didn't step on the tree as he was passing over it. If he did step on it, there's no need for concern. Zok Gemara, there are five shady areas that where the evil spirits hang out: the shade of a lone palm tree, the shade of a kirna tree, the shade of a tzlaf tree, the shade of a zardisa tree. Some say also the shade of a boat and the shade of a willow tree. The general rule is any tree with many branches has harmful shade, and any tree whose wood is harmful also has harmful shade, except for the mikrumisha, whose shade is not harmful even though the wood is harmful. A woman's shade was once heard telling her son to stay away from the mikrumisha because it kills shadim. Rav Ashi said, "I saw Rav Kahana stay away from all shade, not just the ones mentioned above." Zok Gemara, the spirits that are by the Bei Pirchi are called Ruchei, the ones by the Zeradisa are called Shadim, and the ones that are on the rooftops are called Rishbei. The distinction is important when riding a Kameya to save someone from getting harm from one of them. The ones that are Bei Pirchi have no eyes, so you can run away from them. One of them once chased a Talmud and tripped because it couldn't see. It grabbed onto a palm tree, the tree withered, and the shade burst. The Zeradisa trees by the city have a minimum of 60 Shadim in them. This is important, again, so when riding a Kameya, for someone who is attacked by the Shadim of such a tree, you have to be written to be effective against 60 Shadim. Mentions Ket of Meriri. There are two Ket of Shadim. One hangs around before Chatzois by the Kamcha bottle as a spoon, and it's called Ket of Meriri. The other hangs around in the afternoon by the horns of a goat, and it looks like a strainer, and it's called a Ket of Yashut Tzoroim. Abaya once saw a Ket of Meriri heading towards Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua. Abaya put her papa in that place so that the shade should rather have to deal with her papa. He explained that her papa was in a time of good mazel, and therefore he wouldn't be harmed by the shade. These Shadim are surely around between Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and the 16th of Tammuz. After that, it's questionable if they're still around. They hang around the shade of the Chatzuva grass that has not grown to an amah yet, and in the morning and the evening shadows are less than an amah. They often hang out in the shade of bathrooms. Zok Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said three things cause blindness: combing hair when it's dry, drinking the wine that drips from the barrel, and putting on shoes when one's feet are wet. Zok Gemara, hanging bread in a basket in one's house causes poverty. Hanging meat or fish is not a problem. Eating low quality bread also causes poverty. Bread crumbs in a house causes poverty. On Tuesday nights and Friday nights, shadim hang around such crumbs. The shade of poverty likes dirt, and to have people step on the bread, which is why crumbs appeals to him and has influence in that house. Therefore, he has influence in that house. Putting a plate over the opening of a barrel also causes poverty. Zok Gemara, one who drinks water from a plate causes himself to get an eye sickness. Zaknamar, one who eats tachli and doesn't then wash his hands will be nervous for 30 days without any apparent reason for the nervousness. Someone who lets blood and doesn't wash his hands will also be nervous for 7 days without any apparent reason for the nervousness. Someone who cuts his hair and doesn't wash his hands will be nervous for 3 days without any reason for nervousness. Someone who cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands will be nervous for that entire day. Zakt Gemar, one who always puts his hands by his mustache area causes an evil spirit which causes nervousness to come upon him. Someone who puts his hand on his forehead causes sleepiness to come upon him.